Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. Today we hear from Evan Smith. Smith comes from a mining family in Letcher County, Kentucky, and works as an attorney with the Appalachian Citizens Law Center in Whitesburg.
I think it's a stressful time in the mountains, and people want good news. There sort of has been enough of a boom-bust cycle that there's a certain familiarity with economic downturns and what it feels like. So I think that gives people a certain patience. At the same time, it's so hard to imagine what would bring another boom that I do think that there's a pessimism right now that is it's different than the previous downturns. You know, something like 20% of our mining workforce, you know, just in the past couple of years now unemployed. There, I think there's just been very little response. I mean, there are some small programs, but I think that when you look across the population as a whole of the people that were making a living in the mining industry and now have gone from, you know, drawing unemployment benefits to really having to figure out, am I as patient as my father was, as my grandfather was, or is it time for me to move on?
Smith believes that there are state and federal resources that could assist coal miners and their communities if we make that a priority.
Ultimately, budgets are about priorities. And to the degree that, you know, doing something for our coal miners that now don't have enough work, to the degree that's a priority, we can find room in a budget for it. But I think that there are existing pots of money that could be reappropriated in a way to serve our miners and the communities that have been dependent on that. The biggest pot of money that we can talk about is the Abandoned Mine Land Fund. There's been a tax on every ton of coal mined now for nearly 40 years. And the question of what you can spend that money on is a question of just sort of the policies that we want to set. The fund was created by Congress, and Congress, at least going forward, should be able to change the way that the money goes into this fund, what happens with it. And of course, it's hard to get things done in Congress these days, but I don't think that people should somehow think that it's not on the table and that it's impossible. It is on the table and it is possible, but it does take a lot of organizing and a lot of sort of visioning together to come to some agreement of what you do with this money.
Does the rest of the nation have a responsibility to assist this region that is experiencing its own economic storm? Smith says yes.
Central Appalachia, and particularly the coal fields, has been crucial in, you know, building America. Everything from the Industrial Revolution and the steel that was being produced then to still the electricity that makes, you know, the digital world possible. All of that has been made possible by the mineral that we dig here. In addition to that, I think that there's been a huge contribution from young men from this area and many young women to making sure that when we go fight overseas, people from this area are there. I don't think that people from this area have ever in any way shirked their responsibilities for the nation as a whole. I think we've contributed towards the nation's prosperity. And fundamentally what people in this region want is not to feel like they've been forgotten once they're not as necessary. This is America, and one thing that we do is when we're prosperous, we work together to build a safety net for times when there are problems. And I think that this region has a future, and I think this region has a lot of potential. But where we are right now, we need a transition towards that. And so what we're asking for are some stepping stones to help us get to a place where we can again be part of the American mainstream and sort of enjoy the American dream.
Again, Evan Smith from Letcher County, Kentucky, and an attorney for the Appalachian Citizens Law Center in Whitesburg. To hear more commentaries, you can visit www.makingconnectionsnews.org. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.